משפוטים אשר תוסים לפני. Last parsha, the end of parsha's Yisroi, we're busy with Matan Teira. Noch Matan Teira, we start with Eileh Mishpotim. Rashi brings down Kol Mokim Shenemar Eileh Posal HaRishoynes. Ve'eileh Moisif al HaRishoynes. The Shaila is, we finish Matan Teira, we're starting the mitzvahs, we're starting the Teira. Instead of starting with Korbones, Tfilin, we're starting with Chayshin Mishpat. Ve'ele HaMishpatim Asher Tosim Lifneihem Kisikneh V'Divrei. Everyone knows the Bavus Tavot of Chaim Shmulevitz, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to tell them to free the Avodim. It's a very hard thing to free Avodim. We're in a generation that we're against slaves, you know, after the revolution that happened in the United States. But till then, in the world, was an accepted thing to have slaves. Everyone knows the Psukim in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, that he was mitzaved them to meshachar the avodim, and he didn't want to be meshachar the avodim. The world was built out of slaves. And it's a very hard thing to meshachar avodim. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, he's going with a zagag, that the Teira wanted really to tell them this chashivus of meshachar avodim. So the Teira wanted in makriv this parsha straight after Yetzias Mitzrayim, that when a person feels that he's a slave, it's easy for him to understand ki eved ha'isa be'eretz Mitzrayim. So people will feel comfortable and easier to meshachar avodim, and they will be mekabel on themselves to be meshachar avodim. This is the reason and the purpose that the Teira gave this mitzvah right after it. But the Welt says a andere sach. The Sefer of Yisrael Salanter, the Teira wants to be madgish the chashivas of Chayshin Mishpat. Says, from this parsha is the mocker of the meaning of Klal Yisrael, when kids in Cheder, in Yishevektane, they call it in America, they start to learn Gemara, they start from Eilu Metzias. The normal yeshivas, the normal yeshivas, as they didn't mean to give any Klal Yisrael, you know, in Lita, I don't know what, not today, Chadoshim Bo. But the normal yeshiva is, Kach Oyo Aminik B'Klal Yisrael, you start from Eile Metzias. To teach the kid, you find money, you give it back. What doesn't belong to you, you don't take. The Minik started, like the Bissol Salander, from the Eile HaMishpot. Before a person starts, so Salander would say that like it's an Isur Yichud with an Isha, it's an Isur Yichud with money. And he says that he thinks the one with money is more important. People, very much a person is not makpid on someone else's money. So Chazal say, Seo Meleo Averes, Gezel Mekaterik Beroish. Lenichtam Dinam Shal Dera Mabul Elo Ala Gezel. We think Mominus is a small little thing. Mominus is not a small little thing. Mominus is a choshev ezach. So the Chiddush Harim was Moisif. Rashi says, Ve'ele ha-mishpotim ha-rishoyni misina af eilu misina. So the Chiddush Harim was Moisif from what we said now, and he says the follows. The Teira is coming to teach us a very big yesod in Chayshin Mishpat. What is the very big yesod in Chayshin Mishpat? People think Chayshin Mishpat is, and I'm saying it, you know, I don't want to say Chas v'Shalom Rabbonim. People that call themselves Rabbonim, I'm not saying Rabbonim. Rabbonim Baruch Hashem, Rav Choshev, Rabbonim in Klal Yisrael. Some people that call themselves Rabbonim. They think that Legoyim have a Cheshen Mishpat, we also have a Cheshen Mishpat. It's kind of books. Some even think that by Legoyim is a little bit more organized. Afre Lepume, yeah? Think by us, till you go to the Beis Din with the Pshol, with the Boyer, with the politics, with the Hem, with the Ein, yeah? Everyone knows exactly what I mean. And then you go to court, they feel that the court will find out exactly. No monkey business there. They feel that Cheshen Mishpat is something that the system has to be organized. We have our rules. The Torah zok b'chidush ha'arim is mechadesh to us. The Moshe, he said. But the Goyish Welt, if a kid throws a stone, if you're walking with your son, and he takes a stone and he throws it on a window, the father has to pay, when it's very clear. But if his chicken runs in and eats someone else's food, what do you could do? By us, if your kid threw a stone on a window, you part two. And if your chicken ate someone else's food, you have to pay. It was the opposite from the Goy. Our Torah is k'doisho v'tohoiro. And when a person has a shaila, if he has to pay, it doesn't make what he thinks. It doesn't make sense. It's a scandal that I lost my money. I might have a mikzah, I tried to be nice, and they took 50% away from my money. Next time I'll be koyfer hakoyf. Of course, I was might have a mikzah. They gave me off even for what I was might have. A person feels, because I went to Beis Din, I said the truth, the other guy lied, he took out the money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And like he gave us a mitzvah tefillin, and he gave us other mitzvahs, he gave us Cheshen Mishpat. It's already a couple times, this ma'aseh, it's a famous ma'aseh, they say that as a person in the shul came home, he told his wife, you know, the Rav said, we have to check tefillin, and Rosh Hashanah, so he checks his tefillin, pasul. His wife tells him, come, you know, the other shul, no one's checking tefillin already for 20 years. We have to switch shuls. He says, Chas v'shalom, Chas v'shalom. Then, comes before Sukkos, the Rav says, you know, you have to buy Aleph Esregim. Comes home, his wife said, in the other shul, the Rav himself buys a gimel. We have to switch shuls. He says, Chas v'shalom, Baruch Hashem. Then, you know, comes, he goes, he shechts a cow with streif. Well, I told you we have to switch the other rub. I'm telling you, for be a dog, you will say it's kosher. Kids, he shechts, he has two chickens, he shechts again. The rub says, the shayla, vessel nicht zu essen. We have to switch the shul. He says, no, Baruch Hashem, we have such a rub, we're not nicht treifers, we eat kosher. He's so happy. Then the neighbor's son throws a rock at his window. He goes to the neighbor, pay. He says, cotton shizik potu. He says, come with me to the rub. Comes the rub. The neighbor is right. He comes home, we're switching a shul. Why? We don't look at Cheshen Mishpat that it's a part of what Hashem gave us to keep. Eile ha-mishpotim asher tosim lifneihem, ma'eile b'sinai, af eile b'sinai. By us, Cheshen Mishpat is also Sinai. Cheshen Mishpat is also Sinai. This is our mistake. If a person will understand that Cheshen Mishpat is Sinai, he has a din Torah, he goes to a rov and he loses, and he knows that in court he will win. And he knows that if he, what he thinks, he really has to get the money. He has a big mistake. He has a big mistake. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. This is his mistake. This is the din Torah. It's Adam, the famous Meister, I heard from Rebel Pavalsky, Pshalom Pavalsky. We were learning in Panovich, and they found 50 sterling, 50 pounds on his medrash. So they went to ask the Chazanish, what is the halacha? Chazanish said, Motza Mois Mefuzal, he said, Yehilu Shaloi. Asked the Chazanish, Kaimer on Yehu Shaloi Midas, Loi Ava Yehush. So the Chazanish said, "Stayed in the Gemara, Odom also lemashmish bekisa bechol shah." And he's meyash. He went back to yeshiva. He put four guys in four corners. Came back to Chazanish after 2 hours. He said, "In Panovich, what I learned for 2 hours, no one was lemashmish bekisa." Not even once. There was no phone. She can hide, but no one was a mashus b'kisa. I feel it once. No one was a mashus b'kisa. The Chazanish said, I feel it achi. So he asked the Chazanish. I think it was a chassid shebach. He asked the Chazanish. After the Chazanish meant the Baal Shem. Baal Shem. It says, in Kodesh, Hadin Seder Gulgalaya. This is the Seder of Gilgulim. It's like the Baal Shem, what's the Pshat? Person steals. So when he leaves the world, so we know he comes back, he has to pay it back. How you pay it back when you come? When you go to the store and you buy food from him, so you owe it for the second round. How you pay back for the old round? You come again, and what? You meet him and you give him money. So you owe him what's now. So you give him a present. Zog the Chazanish, you lose money. Zog the Baal Shem, you lose money. And the other guy finds it, and you're not miyash. But the Gemara says that you're miyash, and he takes it, and then the money came back to him. Eile amishpatim, eile seder gilgalayim. Chazanish said, yeah, yeah, this is what I mean. Not exactly what the Chazanish meant when he said, yeah, yeah. But the Chazanish said, yeah, yeah. But the insight is, if we will look at Cheshen Mishpat in a different look, the guy is a Bori Veshema. He doesn't remember if he owes the money, he doesn't pay back. Such a Avle. Such a Avle. Guy collects money for the Dira. He doesn't remember, that's too bad. You're a Achroi, you have to pay again. So it's not enough that I'm a nice guy, I have to pay now. Yes. This is the money. This is the chiyuvim. Someone told me this week, a maisa, he was losing, every time he was losing money. He in a mistake, his car bumped in here. So he didn't know what to do. So he told his wife, look, I'm stopping it right away. He took out $20,000. And he ran and he gave it to tzedakah. And for 2 years was no damages. And he says, I believe now that all the money that I was losing, Hashem wanted me to lose this money. So I decided, instead of losing it pieces by pieces, I have a snapfish, I will lose it to tzedakah. Now Hashem owes me that money. So I have a cheshbon. And nothing happened for 2 years. He said, for 3 years, every week was a hefsek of 1,000 shekel. Every week. So he went ahead. Hashem takes the money. It's not Yenem takes the money. So the ve'ele ha'mishpotim asher tosim lifneim. Ve'ele ha'mishpotim asher tosim lifneim. Son, one of the folks should bring down. Sit in a second. Why take a Kodesh Baruch Hu was Masada that when a person steals, you sell it? You know, we have in the Jewish rules, the punishment of jail is bichlal not even recommended. The Torah doesn't hold from jail. It's funny to speak about it, but in jail, most people become worse. Yeah, you meet your friends there. There's no jail. What we have jail is when they didn't know what to do. A hold up. There's no punishment of jail. It's interesting. There's a punishment of killing. There's a punishment of hitting. And there's a punishment of pain. But there's no punishment of jail. The only mini jail that is in the Torah is when someone steals, when Nimka Beg Nevasai. And it's not only a chatimtze to get the money back. It's also a chatimtze to get the money back. But the Gemara is mevur that it's a din oynesh. It's not only a cheshemish, but a sugis and makis. Havad, it's the base to get the money back. A person can't say, I don't have money. Today if someone steals and he doesn't have money, I don't have money. And the Jewish, you pay back. Why is a punishment to sell? So I saw one of the Mefarshim explains why a person steals. He doesn't have money, and he wants money. If you will believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam is in charge of the money, there's no point to steal from one person money. There's no inyan to steal from a person money. You'll get nowhere by stealing from a person money. So a person that steals, the Torah said, sell him, he will have a different other. if he doesn't feel that I'm the Adoy, if he doesn't feel that I'm in charge and running the world, the mele, sell him to someone else. The pasuk says, "Veigisha v'adoyna v'loelokim veigisha el adeles ol ha'mezuzah, mezuzah v'rotza adoyna v'zoznei b'marzeh." Omar Rabbi Yochanan, "Oizen zu shoma al arsinai leisignoi v'holach v'gonav tirotza." Imoicher atzmoi, "Oizen shoma al arsinai kelibne Yisrael avodim v'holach v'kona odo leatzmoi tirotza." Oizen sheshomo al har Sinai leisignoi veolach vegonav tirotza. What is this oizen sheshomo al har Sinai? You heard in har Sinai kelibne Yisrael avodim veolach vekono eved leatzmo tirotza. So all the mefarshim has the kasha, the famous kasha. Someone steals, we sell him, he pays. We don't make a hole in his ear. 6 years pass, and he wants to stay. Oizen sheshoma al har Sinai kelibne Yisrael avodim, em leisignoi veolach vegonav tirotza. Moicher atzmoi. Oizen sheshoma kelibne Yisrael. This is for sure shver. He's anyway punishing him for selling himself. So right away, when a person wants to sell himself, make him a hole in his ear. So there's two questions: why under leisignoi you get a hole in his ear? Only later, second time. And Meicher Atzmoy also, only when he wants to stay, you make a hole in his ear. So Adarcha Pilpul, the Ma'il Diskin says, in the beginning when a person stole, we thought the best punishment is to sell him to a slave. Now that he likes it, so we see it's not a punishment, so we have to give him a different punishment. Says the famous Rabbi Yehuda, that the robbers made a hole in the jail, and everyone ran away, and one guy stayed, both Sabis and Soya, and he hit him. Why you didn't run away? Say thank you, Mom. Says, hit him. I thought jail was a bad place. If you stay, so I need to hit you. You never got a punishment. If you like to stay in the jail, why is this Dishkin jail? This is the Ma'aril Diskin says. Said the Meicher Atzmoy, we thought, Nebuch, a guy selling himself, he will suffer so much, he will realize it's the worst thing in the world that happened to him to work for someone for 6 years. We don't have to punish him. He will learn his lesson. But if he loves it, so we have to punish him. I think Doznaim Lateira says a Givaldi Givot. Doznaim Lateira says the following. He says, we don't make holes for people for stealing. We don't. The hole for the person is when he decides to stay. And this is Be'etzim, a big tviya. The Mefarshim say, I heard in the Nusach, a person steals, what do you want from him? What is going to get? Nebuch. What is going to get? But why do you want to stay? The person sells himself. Why he sells himself? What is going to get? But why do you want to stay? Then the tviya is, Kelib Yisrael avodim, avodim v'lo avodim le'avodim. So then Be'etzem comes the parsha from the Ratzia. Then comes the parsha from the Ratzia. And the Mefarshim explained that the Ratzia is Be'etzem and the Oizen. The Oizen is the place where a person hears Kelib Yisrael avodim. And the person knows that he has to be Meshubet in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And to be Meshubet to someone else, it's a stira to the Shibut in the Ribbono Shel Olam. I heard once Al Derech HaDrash, one of the good Darshanim spoke, and he spoke Baruch Hashem Mishpat. Person, the Torah is teaching us a Givaldike Yisrael. It's a stira. A stira in the Mahus of Oved Hashem to be Meshubet to someone else. Kilibne Yisrael Avodim. Avodai v'loi Avodim le'avodim. The Torah is saying it in the Parshef Cheshem Mishpot. Cheshem Mishpot starts, a person has to know he cannot be Meshubet to andere Zachen. a different shibud is a stir to the shibud of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a stir to the shibud of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Take it more understand. So the Zayin Latera says the following. It says, when we punish a person, we don't punish him for what he does now. We punish him for the shoyresh of the chet. What caused the chet? Why this person now is a slave and he's low and he wants to stay? Because he was either on Leisignov. The Meicher Atzmai wants to stay. But what caused that? That he was Meicher Atzmai. So when he's deciding to stay, we punish him for the Shoyresh. We don't punish what we see. We go deep to the Shoyresh. We see deep the Shoyresh. Then we punish a person. Then we punish a person. He said it last week, but I want to be marked, to be masmer. It says in the end of the parsha that Klal Yisrael said, Nase v'nishma. I read a gewaltig gewalt. It's brought down the Pasuk Chof Dalet, Perek Chof Dalet, Pasuk Zayin. Nase v'nishma. Perek Chof Dalet, Pasuk Zayin, Nase v'nishma. 7 days, 24 hours, a person has to say Nase v'nishma. That's what I heard. Perek Chof Dalet, Pasuk Zayin, Nase v'nishma. But it says that the Gemara Shabbos says when Klal Yisrael said Nase v'nishma Yodu Malach HaShoretz Shishim Ribe Malach HaShoretz V'Koshu Lehem Shtei Ksorim Al Roisho Echod L'Nase V'Echod L'Nishma Kevin Shechotu Ba'Egel Bo'u Meo V'Esrim Ribe Malachim V'Notlu Mehem V'Notlu Mehem. Taisa speaks out why it had to be 120 and to put it to 60 L'Chu Amidot Teiva M'Ruba Amidot Poronius. So he says, yeah, it's easier to give, it's hard to take away. So the Malachim took it away from them. So the kasha is, why the Malach HaShoretz came and took away the crowns? So what? The Ochoit and the Egel. Same. Because the Ochoit and the Egel, they have to kill him, maybe take away his ears. Or is it Shishon Baal Sinai? Take away the ears. It's a chet. So Rav Yaakov Negre, it's a gewaldig gewalt. Says in the Hemshach Gemara, "Bishol sheikdimu Yisrael nase l'nishma." Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Mi gilo roze lebonai shemelocha hashoros mishtam shimboi." The Gemara explains, "What is the meaning of nase l'nishma? Ha'utzduki da've chazir l'rove that Rove was sitting and learning a suge be'ir, and his hands were under his feet, and it was a grashi v'komayitz behu, and he was squeezing them with his feet without realizing." His fingers were bleeding. You answered with your mouth before you heard. You said Nase Nishma. First you say Nishma and then you Nase. It's like Rashi, Oyochem Lishmoya, Im Atem Yecholim Lekayem, V'im Ukoshe. And you said yes right away. Kadminu Pumaychum Lodnaychum. You were Mekadim your mouth to your ears. Oyochem Bereish lemishma ve'osar lekabel. Amar lehus Rav answer. Ve'akati the Gemara b'pzuzeicho. You see, you're not managing. Shver esug is boi b'shem. You're not managing. Why you said yes? Amar le Rav. Anon the b'shlimusa sagidne k'sid be'tumas yeshorim tamche. Atun beged reshoim. So Rashi. Anon the sagi b'shlimusa. הולכנו עם אוי כדרך אוי אבין. בוטחנו בוי שלא יתיננו דובו שלא ינוחה לעמוד בוי. הולכנו עם אוי בדרך אוי כדרך אוי אבין. בוצמחנו עלו שלא יתיננו, he will not put on us, דובו שאין לנו יכולים לסבול. בוטחנו בוי שלא יתיננו דובו שאין לנו יכולים לסבול. We trust him. Kederich Oyavim, we trust him that he will not put on us something that we can't do. So what he asked him was, why we said Nase v'nishma? First check the deal before you agree. We trusted him that he's giving us a good deal. Samachnu olam, shelo yateinu dovo, yatineinu dovo, shelo. So there's no problem. So the Chefze of Nasiv and Nishma is, we trust the Ribbono Shel Olam. We could learn 6 months, a whole month, every day. We don't need a winter vacation. We don't need a Friday Shabbos off. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Teire, we know that we could do it. We know that we could do it. Samachnu Olam Shelo Yatineinu Dovah She'einanu Yecholim Lisbon. Samachnu Olam, we trust it. What was the Chet HaEgel? Back to the Yesed that we spoke. Did HaEgel? Chas V'Sholem. Yidalach, do HaEgel? Yidalach, do HaEgel? What happened? Time Sharev explains. Moshe Rabbeinu went, he said he's coming back. God, the morning, Moshe's not around, what do you do now? Kizayish Moshe lo yodanu me'oyo lo yodanu. Such a balagan, hepzachon, we don't know, we lost the Hera'in, I lost the Hera'in. V'yeitz HaEgel HaZeh. Klal Yisrael felt lost. When a person felt, Chaim Shnevis has a whole shmud. So maher min haderech osu lehem egel masecha. He says, the first thing when things go wrong, go on to someone to hold your hand. He says, the first thing, hold on to someone's hand. If you don't hold someone's hand, you're lost. He says, Shaul HaMelech. You know, when they took away the Malchus, he tells Shmuel, come down in a negative home, but come with me. But Shaul HaMelech, Chazal Zeh Ben Shonu Lemolchoy, Gdol Ador, Shmuel, you know, I know, but let me play the game that you're machshin me. Shmuel said, don't let me to get lost. I'm Oiz Melech, I don't know where I'm going. Come with me, let the system to carry on. I have to figure out what I do when Hashem told me it's over. But don't leave me like that. Klal Yisrael felt lost. Lost. The Shoyresh of Chet HaEgel was lost. The Chefze of Naisev and Nishma was... Samachnu olov, botachnu boy. Keder samach keder choyavim. Olam kederim. Samachnu olov, botachnu boy. Shelo yatinenu davar shelo nuchal laamir boy. And pitom you lost. You give back the crowns. The crown was an extra present, not for bikaim teiro mitzvahs, for the nasa v'nishma. Samachnu olov shelo yatinenu. Kederech Oyavim. Kederech Oyavim. We trust the Ribbono Shel Olam. Achet is animal nindad in the Shoyresh. The Eved Ivri stays the Chet. Avale. You only get punished when the Chet comes. The Eved Ivri gets punished to have a hole in his ear. What it means? When he decides to stay. But we punish him for the Shoyresh. You didn't listen to Hashem. You did a Lesignav. You punish for the Shoyresh. This week we lost in Yeshiva. And Yigemal lost 2 kids. Those 2 kids are very sick. Terrible Zach. Rambam Shteyt, Idagu Kob Meach Habura. Tzalochen Berambam. People think, it's an Israeli guy, I don't know who he is. It's very bad. I feel very bad. Yeah, terrible story. Yeah. Poison, yeah. It's tragic. The Chofetz Chaim Pasuk is the Moshe. Ani Ircha Koydmim. If you learn in a yeshiva, and the Gemara doesn't have money in yeshiva, it goes before people in your city. It's considered. It makes it one city. Also, in a city you don't have to know. So, a city of 2,000 people, not a big city. And one Gemara has such a story. Is a halacha in the Rambam. Like everyone is masking. If this Gemara will say, okay, it happened. I feel so bad. And we go to eat now in a restaurant. I feel so bad. I'm strong. Yeah. So we'll tell him, shake it, right? No, he was like, well, bad, Hashem, I'm very strong. And he goes, well, come, we'll go to the rest. One of the kids, okay, too bad, whatever. I trust Hashem, okay? For sure you have to shuckle at this, right? The din of shuckling is on all of us. We don't know, we think he has to shuckle. Yeah, he has to shuckle. We could carry on doing what we want. And I know a lot of Choshev Bochum cancel all the Shabbos meals and they eat in yeshiva, they can't. When he's in yeshiva, they can't go out to eat. For sure not in Rechavia, yeah? No, Choshev Bochum, Bali Maile, canceled all of that. For sure not to hotels. Bochum could go to hotel. He said, "He's nishkin Bochum. Bochum did this Shabbos. Could go enjoy an hotel. I think he's missing his tzur of Bochum. Could be nishkin Bochum. So no man is nishkin Bochum. Yeah. But I think maybe better he will go with a blue shirt before that. The guy lost kids. Are you enjoying yourself? Has that cult advantage? This is aloch. So I didn't make it to the levaya. I thought that the levaya is outside of Yeshiva here." I feel bad because everyone asked me if they have to go. I said, yeah, I thought it was outside yeshiva. I didn't realize that I sent people far away. But anyway, so but I heard it on the hookup a little bit. So I didn't hear the father speak, but I heard Rabbi Yitzchak Ezrachi, the beginning of Rabbi Yitzchak Ezrachi's Hesper, and he quoted from the father. Rabbi Yitzchak Ezrachi started his Hesper, Shbati Eschem, Nois Yerushalayim, In Timtzu Es Doidi, Ma Tagidu Loi, Shechoyla Sa'ah Ve'oni. In Timtzu Es Doidi, Ma Tagidu Loi, Shechoyla Sa'ah Ve'oni. And he quoted the father's hesped. The father said, Ribbono Shel Olam, we love you, we trust you, we mekalel be'ahav. We don't know why you did it, we don't understand, but we trust you. We trust you. We know that you meant good, we mekalel be'ahav. I don't know the father personally, and I don't know if he's holding what he's saying or not, but it doesn't make a difference. Dom Shemelem le'avad voy. Samachnu olov, kederech oyavim, shelo yatineinu dovo shelo yinuch ala abay boi. So Bitzchak said, Hishbati eschem, im timtzu es doidi ma tagidu loy, shechoy lasa avoni. Yeah, we sink. We could say we love you Hashem even when you do such a thing. Ki choy lasa avoni. Father loses two kids. The other part of his family is in a kind of poison that there's no medicine that could help it. This is the same gas that Assad has, really, to throw on the missiles. It's a machine of the Kazakh. There's no medicine. Only thing is, if they manage to put it on machines for such a long time, till the battery will fight it. But they checked it all over the world. There's no medical that could really recover the damage of that gas. Only if you hold the body for a long time on machines, then the body will fight it naturally. So the father has such a terrible zach. The father also has poisoned inside himself. He's older, he's bigger, the body can fight better. But they say, Ribbono Shel Olam, we love you. Samachnu alecha. We know you mean good. Kederech oyavim. Na'aseh v'nishma. This week. So Yitzchak added, and he said, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nisayon had to begin at the Klal Yisrael. Hashem chooses the person that could say these words. Not everyone could say these words. Loses his whole family. Hopefully he'll be healthy, the other two. But this is his family. These are his kids. This is what he has. Hishbati eschem nois Yerushalayim. Im tirtzu es doidi ma tagidu loy. Shechoy lasa'av oni. Now we have to take this to ourselves. Not only to that. In the daily nisyonos. And the daily hard things. Na'aseh v'nishma. Our Na'aseh v'nishma yells and he says the message of the Gemara. Somachnu olov, botachnu boy, kederech oyavim shelo yatinenu dogo shelo yinuch ala amoyim. Rove answered him, Vaisnei, the Tzduki saw Rove having it hard to learn. Rove was learning and he's not managing. He came to bleed, what it means. The Tzuki didn't look at it like, wow, we like Tzachelana, yeah? Rabbi was having it hard, but I don't know what it means. Rabbi didn't tell him, you're stupid. This is the most nice part, which like Tzachelana, yeah? The Tzuki found Rabbi, who don't understand what it means, and a hard cross, not managing to figure out the Tzuki. Things were not working out for Rabbi. Rabbi said, it doesn't make a difference. We know that the Ribbono Shel Olam will not give us something that we can't stand. Chetah Egel was the Shoyosh. So I think this is the Oymek of the Gemara and Brochus. Klal Yisrael got crowns for that. The crowns are not stamp presents. Klal Yisrael upgraded themselves to a different level when the Kabbalah Satoira was a Kabbalah Satoira if Somachnu Olav Shelo Yatinenu. When Klal Yisrael said Na'aseh V'nishma, they upgraded themselves. It was not only accepting to listen. You know, you're the king, we are following. Was Somachnu Olav Shelo Yatinenu Dovo Shelo Yinuch Ala Amoyim. And Chetah Egel was a stira, was going down from that level. I would say it's not even a punishment. They're not holding in the crowns. Every person has to have that crown. Every person. Every person has to have that. Every person has to come to that level. Every person has to come to that level. And if a person lives in that level, if Samachnu Alav Shalayatinenu, so he has it hard with Chavrusas, he has it hard with roommates, he has it hard with friends, with family, with Parnasa, doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. Samachnu alav shelo yatnenu dogo shelo yefshar. The pasuk is mamshich, and I'm saying chutz mivod al parsha. I'm really asking everyone here, at least to your friends, is a clap and is a din that everyone has to shakel. And I feel chas v'shalom, all the way kitruk chas v'shalom, that we, I'm thinking of myself, I'm not thinking of someone else. We're not enough attached. If Cholilu Mechazik will be in this Beis Medrash here, you'll see everyone crying, signs, how to Mechazik. So because Hashem is nice and didn't do it to your friends, you don't want the Chizuk. In the Halacha, we are Mechuyev to be Mischazik. And at least, a person takes on himself, and Fakert, through the words of the Father of the Levaya and the Hesped, we connect, we do the Ratzon Hashem, but it's negiah to us that the chizuk came out of it. The chizuk came out of it. But to be strong. To use it to make yourself better. Bad mood, bad, what bothering me? I will manage. It will work out. It will be gevaldik. It will be amazing. I'm trust Hashem. He will not give you something that I can't do. He will not give me something that I can't do. Samachnu alof kederech oyavim shelo yatinenu dovor shelo yinuchala avetwe. Ve'ad shekoy neshtiyu li yubosor basod et reifo lo yitoichlu lakelev tashlichu oysen. Why? So Rashi learns down the chorus atoif to the dog. The dogs didn't bark. The dogs didn't bark. Ari, the kasha is, I'll explain. Why Rashi says it's a cause to turn to the dog? Ari, why the kelev tashlichu oisei? It's mutar ba'anoi. Nevela is mutar ba'anoi, so you're allowed to do what you want with it. The lashon Rashi. Kelev, eini ala kelev kemashmoi, tamulem ha nevela, oi mechor lanochi, kalvochem ala treife. And ken, mat mehem ala kelev? Vimcha, akosum shen ha-kodesh bochum, mekapeh ha-schar kol berye. חוב מישראל ליחד כלב לשוינו אמר הקדש ברוך הוא תן לו יסחור pay the dog he didn't bark big shayla dogs didn't bark some people say it's a right from here that he didn't scared from dogs yeah because I tell you to the dogs we went out of Mitzrayim the dogs didn't bark so the dogs didn't bark for us was but it's not in his bed the das kainim the taste of salatere says a bit different. Me'achar she'akelev mosar al nafshoi al atreife. The dog is the one, he says, in the way the world it works, still today, all the places you have the animals, you have a couple big dogs, and the dogs are the ones that jump on the wolves. It's the way it goes. You have big, you know, German big dogs. And this is in every place. The dogs really try to prevent the animals that come to eat the sheep. So when you have a treife, pay him a koras atoiv to the dog that is looking after the treife. So the shaila is, why here is the place to pay to the dog? So you can say, but the batish, now you realize how much you need a book. Look what happened when there was no dog here. But I saw, I forgot where, Lemaise, here the dog didn't manage, right? Lemaise, the dog didn't manage. The dog didn't manage. This time you're very upset with your dog, really, right? There's a teva of oilam. Someone has a rebbe. He's very close to the rebbe for 10 years. He doesn't do a thing without his rebbe. And one time his rebbe does something ledaita. He spoke to someone and his mamish wrong. Oh, his rebbe doesn't know him anymore. Turns his page. Why he didn't stand? He has a rav, the whole family follows him the whole time. Because one machleik is, he said like the Ozitzat. Ois rav, ois kapeluch, in 2 years, he had him such a case of Russia, and from the beginning, the mafreya, I knew Alamol is like that. Yeah, everyone knows these stories. Yeah. Happens with friends also, but in friends, just, anyway, they change every day like socks. So this is like I said, I've committed today. But these things, I'm telling you, these guys, I know for 10 years, everything I did for them. One thing, they didn't like one thing that I did. Tamara's voice. Taylor's telling you, the dog failed to mechanech you. Now, it's not that for this dog. I mean, the other dog, it could be a fresh dog, an old dog, yeah? The son of the dog, which must come in the velcher dog. The Taylor tells you the dog failed, but he's the one that watches. Akol Satev. Now when you're angry, Zog the Taylor, I will teach you how you do Akol Satev. The dog is the one that watches the whole time. So he failed once. Don't go kill the dog. You come back to the soda, you see a treifa. What do you want to do? Take the kill, hit the dog. It's a bad dog, Zander's not, yeah? Tell the Taylor, take the fail and give him to eat. He tried so much to help. Don't measure HaKorasatev with success and not success. The Heftiv and HaKorasatev has to be there the whole time. I say over when I was a kid, it was a book. I don't know who took it out exactly, but it was written in the book, they called it Chad V'Chala. It's an argument exactly who took it out. It's in the Maskilim or not, but we assume that it's not. And they had there a story that was a yid that every day he came to ask his rav the shaylas. He was a shaychet, and he would come. Sometimes the rav said kosher, sometimes the rav said trey, a normal rav, from good rav. Then for a tkufa, the guy from the village stopped to come. 1 year, 2 years, the guy doesn't come. The rav wonder, you know, the guy every week would come from the village with a chicken to ask trey, not trey. Check the bones, check the shleikhoneh, the lave. After 2 years, the guy shows up. Frank him the rov, what's the given? What, you didn't eat shayas? You didn't eat meat, you're a vegetarian? What's it, 2 years? He says, no, I learned Pashash Mishpot. So I decided, when I have to go to the rov, I'll put in front of the dog. If he eats, treif. If he doesn't eat, it's mine. So the Rav says, Givaldik, so why he came back now? Recently, my dog became a machmir. So the mele, I came back to the Rav. Why I'm saying this? A lot of times, a person in life decides, oh, well, I need a Rav. I can find a solution. Pitam, but it doesn't fit to him. But I remember one of the Rebbe Musa said, all of our life we're like this person. We have a rav, everything is good. Till he starts to be machmir, he's not an arkav. Then we have, yeah, the pasuk doesn't mean it. We get tzurik to the rav. The person has to live with the emes. The person has to live with the emes. But the interesting shayla that was, it says in the pasuk, one of the chishmishpadike parshas, חיוב אנושי ואיקו איש ישראל ובאבן ובאגרוי ולא יומוס ונופה למישיבוב אם יוקו ויסלח בחוץ על משנטרי וניקו עמקה רק שיפטו איתן ורפו ירפה חייה כי איש אסעבדי סמלותי בשבט ומייסטח הסיודוי אך אם יום יומיים ימוי לא יוקם כי כספו יו סתם השי נבור, בחידו, בנזדם, זה לעבוד לזה גרשוני. says, אך אם יום יומיים יעמוי, לא יהיו כאן ככספי, what is the halacha? If you hit your head and he dies, so he deserves to get punished, but if he lives a day or two, then לא יהיו כאן ככספי. So the חידו, in his drushes, would say, אך אם יום יומיים יעמוי, he says, some people, they come to shul on a yom yomayim, which is shon el yom kippur. Lo yukum, that's an ishken yid. Kikas po hi. He just comes and, you know, have a good year, panose. He comes to Rosh Hashanah yom kippur. So, that's an ishken yid. Lo yukum. Such a person, lo matzriya. Because it's not because he's a yid. He comes, you know, he has his life, he needs the bank. So, yom yomayim lo yam. But the parasha before says, חיוב ננושי ויגו איש ישראל באבן ובאגרו ולא יומוס ונוף על המשקוב אם יוקום ויסלח בחוץ על משנדו וניקו המקה הקשיב תאיתן ורפו ירפ זה לא חייב ריפוי so זה שיילה זה מיוד לסמייסי פה בבל פובלסקי two people were fighting name work שם שמיים and a guy took his hand and he beat up the other guy in his head the guy fell flat They were sure he got a crack in his head, his brain. They took him right to the hospital. They made a CT and this and this. After half an hour, Baruch Hashem, he woke up, everything is okay. The hospital gave him a bill for the CT, $20,000. Not insured. All the checkups. Came out clean, everything was okay. He went to the guy that beat him up. So the guy paid the bill. He said, pay the bill of what? He said, go to build the hospital. So it came out clean. He said, I didn't do nothing. He said, for what I'm paying the bill? Baruch Hashem, I didn't hit you bad. I hit you and you woke up. What ripui? Medicine, nothing. They checked up and they found out you're okay. So why I have to pay? So they went to the base of Reb Nissim Karelitz. And Reb Nissim Karelitz says that they had to pay. And Rebbe Povarsky told me, Beis Din Shel Gazloni Men. Beis Din Shel Gazloni Men. Why to pay? I asked him, Shlomo Zalman Rebbe Chdashayle. He told me, they have to pay. He has to pay. I asked the Gates of Rav Chdashayle, all the Gates of Rav. He told me, what if a person has two cups of water? One is poison, one is not poison. You mix them very quick, you take one of them, you get your friend to drink. Now he's not sure if he's poisoned or not. He runs to the hospital, they check, he's not. You have to pay ripui. He said, Ben Marshall, a guy takes a gun, ear gun. It was ear gun. And he shoots in the back. The guy is sure, he feels the blood. Yeah, he runs to the hospital, they tell him garnish. The guy that shoots has to pay. This is ripui, he's going to ripui. Grama garnish. So why here you don't have to pay? The shaila if this goes into the ripui or it doesn't go into the ripui. Those are the shaila. So he told me the gates are wrong. Maybe mental ripui. But maybe mental ripui. This is not ripui. We'll find out. And Shlomo Zalman told me in the case of the gun and in the case of the poison, he thinks that you don't have to pay. But in the case of Bnei Brak, he thinks you have to pay. Was that one of the titles that the shayla what ripui includes? Ripui is not a merat. Chud does not mean ripui. It's a rebel titles to check. So Rosh Hashanah kilu fell to check if you need treatments is also a part of the ripui. But the ma'aseh he didn't need no treatments. He didn't garnish. I hold as a raya for thesis, but we come in the Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, and we'll stop it. Or maybe Mem Gimel. Amud Aleph. Amud Aleph.